This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, he will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR Railway Station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belgavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will flag off the yellow line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road Ragigudda to Electronic City Metro Station. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. The total route length of the project will be more than 44 kilometers with 31 elevated stations. The Election Commission says it has delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties which have failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years since 2019. The offices of these parties could also not be physically located anywhere. These 334 registered unrecognized political parties are from different states and union territories across the country. As part of a tainted land deal in Gurugram, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Wadra's husband and businessman Robert Wadra received 58 crore rupees as proceeds of crime, Enforcement Directorate told a special court in a money laundering case. While 53 crore rupees were routed through Skylight Hospitality, another 5 crore rupees were routed through Blue Breeze Trading, said the ED in its charge sheet against Wadra and others. The special PM LA court in Delhi has fixed 28th of August to take cognizance of the ED complaint and issued a notice to Robert Wadra. The Sikkim government has taken elaborate steps to celebrate Har Ghar Tiranga initiative with full enthusiasm. Senior officials in the Culture Department, which is the nodal agency to implement the program in the state, informed that 1 lakh national flags to be distributed among citizens. The Cultural Department will hand over the tricolour to district administrations so that they can distribute it amongst citizens. India has welcomed the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on 15th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said this meeting holds the promise of bringing an end to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace. It said, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war. The ministry said India therefore endorses the upcoming summit meeting and stands ready to support these efforts. Bangladesh's Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin has said that the upcoming 13th Jatiyo Shongshode National Parliament elections will be held in the first half of February next year. He said the schedule may be announced in early December, 2 months before the elections. A strong performance from world number 5 Indian Grandmaster Arjun Eriyasi saw him defeat American GM Ray Robson to stay in the sole second position behind Germany's Vincent Kamer after 3 rounds of the Kontbox Chennai Grandmasters tournament yesterday. With 6 more rounds to go in the round-robin competition in the Masters category, Eriyasi is on 2.5 points while Kamer continues to lead with a perfect score of 3 points after scoring another victory, this time against Karthikeyan Murli in the classical chess tournament. The Indian women's team stormed into semi-finals with superb performances converted into victories in Asia Rugby Under-20 Championship Sevens being played at Rajgir in Bihar. After defeating Kazakhstan in their first match, the Indian girls thrashed UAE team in the second clash. The result ensured a semi-final berth before the team's final pool match of the day against Hong Kong, China. On the host side, the men's team led by Sumit Kumar Rai failed to impress with their performances despite having good supports of fans at home ground in Rajgir. And that is the end of this news bulletin.